it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to discuss coming up at 11. We will air it, carry it its entirety. The press conference, end of season. Dave Dabrowski and Rob Thompson will speak this morning at 11. Excited to hear those guys. We'll get into a lot today, including the Eagles. It sure sounds like an old friend's going to be playing quarterback for the Vikings on Sunday in Week 7. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if there was ever a time, because you know we're getting ready for Halloween, to give out them little-ass candy bars,
yeah,
this is the year.
What do you mean? You're not giving out the full candy bar?
No, I'm just saying.
You going cheap on us?
You know, eggs and stuff, expensive as stuff has been lately. You get a pass.
Okay.
You get a pass.
So this is yeah. Like the first excuse to the kids in Claymont.
No, I'm just saying.
You're getting the mini ones.
Oh, they're not getting nothing from me because I'm going to shut the light off.
Come on.
I'm not.
You at least got to put the bucket outside, take one.
No, I'm not fooling with them kids.
Oh, come on. This is why this. The Homeowners Association is not going to be happy about this, and you know it.
You know what, Joe? I'm the type of cat that if somebody rings my doorbell, like, what the hell are you ringing my doorbell for?
On Halloween?
Like, on any day. You know, it's funny. A couple times that's happened to me. And I've been at home and somebody's rang the doorbell. And I look out the window like, I'm not expecting any company. I know I can't be the only person that does that.
On Halloween, you got to give candy to the kids.
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Who else does that?
Oh, I get that too.
You know what I mean? You're there. But if somebody rings your doorbell,
why?
Like, why are you ringing my door?
What do you want? What's your problem? All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of problems, I got problems with the way the Philly season ended. We all do, well, except for Kyle, who's making excuses for them. But today, Hugh, is the first time we're going to get a chance to hear from Dabrowski, hear from Topper, and really specifically Dabrowski is the one that I need to hear from in terms of the changes they're going to make to this team to try to get over the hump. But, Hugh, my feeling as we go into the offseason and we start this thing and the free agency is going to begin for Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto and Ranger Suarez and Harrison Bader, assuming he opts out when the World Series ends. Those guys are going to become free agents a few days after. My assumption right now, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I sound ridiculous in a month. But my assumption right now is that they're not going to make meaningful changes, that the Phillies are going to do some sort of thing they've done the last few years, which is run this thing back, which is say, hey, we were this close to beating the best team in baseball. We won 96 baseball games. We won the NL East in back-to-back years. Let's run this thing back. A few maybe cosmetic changes, but nothing serious. I expect the Phillies to go all out to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. I expect them to try to bring back JT Realmuto. I think both those guys will be here next year. I think they're probably going to let Ranger walk and think that their pitching depth with Andrew Painter coming is about to fill the needs here.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to maybe import a couple of little things. But next year, I think this team is going to look very similar to the way that it did this year. They're going to spin. They're going to sell us on 96 wins, full year of this, full year of that, Duran for a full year, and away we go. I don't expect meaningful changes. Hugh, I'd be up for them if they could import a star and add more to this team. I am totally up for that. There's some big-time players out there in free agency. Kyle Tucker, maybe Cody Bellinger. Like, I'd love to add more. But I don't expect it because of their track record. And it already started with Topper. They made no change after I thought a manager had a tough playoff series here. 215-592-9494. Hugh, are you expecting, you know, meaningful changes to the Phillies this offseason?
I am. I think that when you hear some of the, not reports, but some of the reckless speculation.
Your favorite.
That has been out there. I think that you have to because you ran it back last year.
Yep.
And you expected different results. Now, I will say this. This is eerily similar to the situation the Dodgers were in because it took them a long time to break through. And their manager being there for a while. Mm-hmm. And I know that there probably was some rumblings about getting rid of him.
There were.
But they backed him. They backed the manager, but they I guess you could say, overhauled the roster a little bit and went out and got some big names started. They got a lot of big names started.
Well, just before you finish, I mean, I think about 2 years ago, they were swept in the first round, right? Mm-hmm. and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts had bad series. Kind of similar, you could say, to Trey and Bryce, right? You know what they did? They said, we're throwing $700 million at Shohei Ohtani. Like, we need more, and now look at them now.
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough one because last year feels like it was that time when you talk about what the Phillies did. They ran it back. They didn't make any really major moves. This year feels like they need to push all in. It feels like they need to make some changes. It just feels that way because I feel like this fan base, it's going to be tough to make them buy in if you just keep everything the status quo.
Yep.
I just feel like that's going to be the case.
Well, it will be. I mean, we kind of had some of this season as just talking about the team every day. There was and that's why, you know, we created the plays before the season. There was a sense, I felt it in March, early April, where people were like, wake me up in October. Well, it's going to be like that even stronger next March and next April, spring training into the start of the season, if they don't make changes. And again, I want the team to get better. I'm not looking to get worse. I'm not looking to tear the team down. I want to take the next step to win a World Series. But there's also the other part of this that I hope the Phillies recognize. Just because you keep running it back doesn't mean the results will continue to be successful. Like, they've had more wins every year, I think, for five straight years, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's probably going to end at some point. These guys are older, and I think they need an infusion of something different. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that means necessarily moving off of one of their stars to reinvest the money, or it just means adding another maybe younger star. Again, Kyle Tucker's a free agent. He is one of the best all-around players in baseball. If they took the same team and put him on it, I'd be excited because that would be adding another big-time player. Or if they go out and make a trade and they move off of one of the guys they've had here for a few years to kind of remake the team. I'm good with all of that. I need to see that. 215-592-9494. All right, Ruben Amaro Jr., he first started talking about this on Saturday on his show here on WIP with Devin Kenny. This from the Phillies show, Todd Zielecki and Jim Salisbury, along with Ruben. Listen to Ruben Amaro talking about what he thinks Dave Dombrowski might do this offseason.
I heard a rumor the Phillies are going to try to move one or more of the big contracts. Any details or guesses? That's from J.R. Adler 11 on Threads. You kind of talked about
this. I created the rumor. I'm a rumor starter.
I just opined that it is a possibility, and it is the duty of the general manager to explore all possibilities. And I think that Dave Dombrowski, I just have a feeling that Dave Dombrowski will keep his mind open on everything to try to change the mix a little bit so that they don't necessarily, quote unquote, run it back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this is, you know, Hugh, this is two times in the span of a week on two different platforms, right? One his podcast, The Philly Show, and then two here on WIP, I guess one, then the other, where Ruben has said something to that effect, right? He thinks Dave Dombrowski will keep his mind open. Hugh, as we discuss meaningful changes, if they move off one of their big-name stars or explore and listen to trade offers for someone that is here under a long-term contract, that would count to me, right? That's a meaningful change because that means you're shaking up the core of the team. And you're also potentially freeing up a lot of money, right? Like, guys that are under big contracts have a lot of money tied to them. So if they if they moved off of one of those guys, that would free up a lot of money for them to go out and spend it elsewhere, right? And remake the team. Maybe it's two or three players for that money, or maybe it's just another one for one. But Hugh, that I find that interesting that Ruben has now said that twice. He believes Dave Dombrowski will really keep his mind open this time.
Yeah, and I think you have to because you look at the team and the way it's constructed. The thing that I keep thinking about is that regardless to how you feel about the Dodgers and how phenomenal their pitching is, the problem has been the same the last three seasons. The bats have gone cold. You haven't figured out a way. Your biggest stars don't show up in the biggest moments. Like, that has happened since I've been here. I wasn't here for Bedlam in the Bang.
Yeah, you missed the best one.
I missed all of that. But since I've been here, the thing that sticks out to me and that resonates with me is the fact that you got a lot of guys at the top of the order that are going 0-for. the fact that, you know, in that Arizona series, who is it, Rojas got a lot of heat for having the bat on his shoulder. Mm. And, you know, you got all those other cats at the top of the order that when you look at, they had a bunch of goose eggs. Could have boiled some eggs and made an egg salad, you know, when you talk about what they've been able to do. So that's the thing to me that needs to change. You need to find some guys that maybe not so much making a whole lot of money, but will do what needs to be done when the game's on the line.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And look, I want meaningful changes. I just don't buy it. I mean, we've seen this same story now for years where the Phillies sit there and say, I mean, can I predict for you what we're going to hear at 11 o'clock today? 11 o'clock when we go to the press conference, Dave DeBrowski's going to say we were right there. We won 96 games. We're one of the best teams in baseball. We believe in our core. We're this close. Sometimes in baseball, he's going to mention the format, which now obviously you have to win more rounds than it used to be. You know, 30, 40 years ago, you know, in the addition of the wild card 30 years ago, like, things have changed, right? Some teams have to win four rounds. The Phillies had to win three this year. It's one of those things where it's a small sample tournament. He's going to use all these cliches, and it's October is a crapshoot, all that stuff. I mean, I could hear it. And they're going to run the same thing back, and they're going to expect us to believe they're going to get over the hump this time. I know that's going to happen. I don't like it. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make meaningful changes this offseason? We will air DeBrowski at Topper Talking coming up at 11 o'clock. Kyle, what are you feeling as today we hear from the team president and the manager?
Well, you heard me yesterday.
Well, yes.
I guess just zeroing in on the roster. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a fish rotting at the head situation in terms of like how everyone's like, oh, the bats choked again and the big money guys just don't show up. Like, I don't view this series in that way. And I don't think the Phillies are going to either. Like, I expect them to bring Kyle Schwarber back. I don't expect Bryce Harper, Trey Turner to be moved, like, you know, some have suggested. I expect them to probably try and bring JT Realmuto back. You know, mm-hmm. We'll see about Rangers, stuff like that. I think the changes are going to come to maybe get one or two more guys in the outfield. They're probably going to sell us on Justin Crawford's going to come up next year. Maybe Aiden Miller, you know, definitely Andrew Painter. So they're going to, you know, try to sell that they're a little bit deeper there, and they will be. And then I think they're probably going to add one, two, you know, maybe a third bullpen piece just to sort of bridge the gap between some of those other guys and Joan Duran. And like, look, I got to tell you, I'm not going to freak out if that's the case.
Here we go.
I'm not going to freak out if they somewhat run it back, because I really do think they were right there. And I think if they tell us we were this close to winning that series, I think they're right. Like, I'm sorry, they just were. Like, every one of those games that we played against the Dodgers besides the one we kicked their ass was a coin flip. And the Dodgers won that series in all three games by four combined runs, mm-hmm. and three of them came off of bad errors by us. Like, that was a series that was right there for us to take. And am I upset that they didn't take it? Of course I am. But, like, I don't view this as, like, it starts at the top and the guys just don't show up and they need to make significant changes to that core of players just because they're not good enough. I do still believe they're good enough. I think if they deepen this thing a little bit, then I can live with that.
215-592-9494. I just hope they're not delusional about it. I mean, what Kyle said is not wrong, but there's two elements to this. One, can we expect the same production as these guys get older? Running it back means these guys get a year older, right? And no one gets younger. Is Kyle Schwarber, and I want him back, but is he going to have the same season he just had? I don't know. Probably never again. That was a career year. Bryce Harper gets less durable by the year, it feels like.
Yeah.
Trey Turner just had a bounce-back season. Is he ever going to do that again, both offensively and defensively, as he goes deeper in 30s? I doubt it. And then, Kyle mentioned the young guys. I'm sure they're going to come up today. If I got to have one more year of Dave Dombrowski, I mean, is anyone going to ask, like, are we serious with just counting on Andrew Painter? Three straight years they've told me Andrew Painter's going to contribute.
Yeah, that kind of bothers you.
Of course it bothers me, because they have built him out to be the next Steve Carlton or the next Justin Verlander. He hasn't thrown a pitch in the majors. And all 3 years they have counted on it. Instead of being proactive about the roster, well, we got Andrew Painter coming. Are they going to do this again? If they let Ranger walk in a month, and their thing is, well, Andrew Painter's ready for the rotation. Well, okay, you told me that this year he'd be here in July. You told me the year before he could come back. The year before that, he was going to contribute. They keep betting on a kid that hasn't made the majors yet. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast, up on WIP. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, listen. You know what? I really I really don't like to talk about these stories because they are disappointment, man. And like I say, I'm a whole teams accountable, man. It ain't no pass. Yes, they was right there. They could have done it. But guess what, Hugh? Just like you said, I done seen this dance over and over and over again. And then what's so crazy is the batter that actually kept them in the series, every time we was in the playoffs, y'all want to get rid of.
Castellanos?
It's crazy.
Castellanos?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I understand, you know, he got his little defaults or whatever. But the whole thing is, he shows up. Now, with Bryce, I said this early in the season with that contract. Nobody didn't want to believe it. I really believe that contract is the reason why Bryce didn't bring his everything like he normally do. And I don't think he's going to bring it because he wants that contract. We're not willing to give it to him. If he would have won that World Series, then you could have went to the table to talk. But guess what, Bryce? I'm holding you accountable. I love you to death, bro. You bought something to Philly that I never seen in a baseball player. But you let our team down, man. You let the fans down, man. And I need you to stand on that. And I need you to just come forward and say, you know what? I didn't contribute this season. But, you know, I'm going to end it with this. And can I say something about the Eagles real quick?
Yeah, but your point on the Castellanos thing, yeah, well, I think he's probably the one they're going to get rid of. And it is fair to point out he has shown up in two Octobers in a row. He's gotten big hits. Right. He has. All right, what do you got in the Eagles?
All right, I just want to say with Jalen, man, listen, like I told you yesterday, if you want to be great, you got to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get uncomfortable, man. And like I said, you go under that helm, watch your game change, man. If you want to be great, you got to go under that helm, man. And guess what? You will see how much it will open up, man. Just get uncomfortable for this season. And guess what? Sunday, we're going to bring the heat. It ain't, you know, the possum is done. We've been playing possum. All right?
Oh, possum.
The possum is back.
Mm-hmm.
The possum is back, and now it's over. Everybody, from that interview yesterday, everybody's on deck. And guess what? We're going to show it Sunday. I can't wait. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's win Sunday, baby.
Will, appreciate the phone call.
All right, then, Will, with the leadoff.
He's really moving into a leadoff role. Again, we don't have a set leadoff guy. It's not like it's locked in stone. But Will's making a case every day.
Yeah, every day, every day.
I mean, here's the way we do it on this show. If you hit, you play, right?
Yeah.
If you hit, you play. And he keeps hitting, he's going to keep playing.
Shoot, you shoot,
you get more shots. You run the ball well, you get more handoffs. I mean, we are equal opportunistic here on the Midday Show. You stink, you get ripped. Except when Kyle defends you. 215-592-9494. Do you expect meaningful changes from the Phillies this offseason? We're going to air the Dave Dombrowski press conference and Rob Thompson coming up at 11. I wish, hope, dream on meaningful changes. And that doesn't mean they have to cut or drop or trade or, you know, move on from these guys. I like a lot of these players as individuals. I want them all to remain here if the price is right. But that doesn't mean they can't add more. Again, Hugh mentioned the point about the Dodgers. Right? The Dodgers had a lot of years, and they're in the playoffs every year, right? So they have some years where they go out early. And they've kept a lot of the same things around over the years, including their manager. But they kept adding great players.
Yeah.
Like, they just kept accumulating great talent.
And they kept running it back.
But they kept getting better, right? Like, the team they were 3-4 years ago, they're way more talented now. They were great then, but they're way more talented. They've got Blake Snell. They get Tyler Glass
now. And they don't feel old. They don't feel like they're getting old. I mean, they have some older players. Freddie Freeman's not a spring chicken.
Mookie, too.
Yeah, they're not spring chickens, but they just feel it just feels like they have a great balance of young pitchers. Because you talk about Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a young guy. You know, Shohei's fairly a young guy.
Sasaki.
Yeah. So it's almost like when you look at the two teams, our team just feels a little older.
It does. And the young guy, now again, our young guys could contribute soon, right? Painter and Miller. But I don't know. I mean, they have not. And you know, Miller had a good year in the minors, but they haven't gotten here yet. They haven't shown the ability here yet. So to count on them fully, that's a big ass. Steve and Egg Harbor's up. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, what's going on? First and foremost, I don't care what anybody says. We should have won the series. I mean, I really thought we were the better team, even though they got the better. I think they all around had the better players. I mean, a couple major mistakes that we made and that cost us games. I mean, we could have won every single one of those games. And the Dodgers, you know, we held them to under 200 hitting as a team. I mean, that lineup. I mean, let's face the facts. I mean, we had every opportunity to win it, and we didn't. Do I expect wholesale changes? No. The one I'd like to see go is Trey Turner. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. I would love to see Harper, Sosa at second, and Stott at shortstop. I think that would be a hell of an infield. And I would love to see Bader back. And everybody wants to talk about Nick Castellanos. I know the guy is a fruitcake and a metal case and all that, but nobody's gotten bigger hits in the last two seasons in the playoffs than that guy. So be careful what you wish for, because he's done better than all our superstars have.
Well, he has had big moments, Steve. And here's my thing on him is I think they're going to move off him. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, sometimes I think, and I think this is partially what Kyle has been saying the last couple of days. Sometimes I think we want to base too many decisions on four games in October.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not forget, Nick Castellanos got to be so poor this year that they had to relegate him to platoon outfield duty. He got some big hits in October. He's got like a I don't give a crap attitude. I think it helps him in big moments, but he's not even a full-time player anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's they watched him play all year. We all watched him play all year, and we said this guy shouldn't play most games. He's a pinch hitter, plays against lefties, can't play the outfield anymore. I mean, I think the Castellanos thing's just about done. I think they're going to move off.
I know you're talking about it's only relegated to four games, but it's more like, what, 16?
Over last few years?
Yeah, because you talk about, like, I think it was in the Braves series. They still had they were struggling hitting in that series. Then you go to the Arizona series, and it's just, it became more of an issue. The bottom line is this, and Kyle said something to that effect yesterday. You're going to see better pitching. You're going to see better pitching in the playoffs. And Kyle even said something to the effect that, you know, when pitchers get hit, it's because it's a mistake. We don't do a good job of seeing the mistakes in the playoffs. And you talk about the top of that order and how much money that those guys are making. That's why you're making the big bucks, because you can exploit those mistakes and take advantage of them.
Yeah,
we don't do a good job of that.
Well, they don't. I mean, they don't do a good enough job. They don't do a good enough job in the biggest moments. It's been a story for them for years. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. The Dombrowski Topper press conference coming your way at the top of the hour. We'll air them in their entirety. All right, your phone call's coming up. Rhea's going to join us as well. Her take on what the Phillies should do, might do, and I'm sure she has something to say about what Kyle said yesterday, kind of taking the Phillies off the hook because the Dodgers are up 2-0 in the LCS. Baloney. All right, we'll get into all that. And do you expect meaningful changes by the Phillies this offseason? Hugh expects it. I don't. I think they're going to sell us on, hey, we're this close, 96 wins, here comes Andrew Painter, and it's Groundhog Day again. I don't expect the Phillies to do anything significant in terms of meaningful changes this offseason. We'll hit it all next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I know by now you heard me talk about this new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate when you go buy a couple bottles. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple bottles of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to change the changes.
Changes? Are they coming for the Phils? I doubt it. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas expects big changes to the Phillies. All right, let's welcome in our guests as we lead into the Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson press conference at 11. Rhea Hughes joining us in studio. Rhea,
good morning.
How are you doing
How's
today?
Everybody doing?
I'm very disappointed in Kyle.
We all are.
I expected that. Yeah.
I mean, Kyle, who raised you?
I know.
I mean, the morning show. We raised you to be better than this.
Look, that went through my head.
You have strayed so far from the light.
Look, I knew that there was one person at the station who was going to wag their finger at me. It was going to be Rhea.
Of course it's going to be me. We trade you to have higher expectations.
Let the Phillies completely off the hook. It is happening a lot. Now, look, part of what he said, I do agree with the idea that they played the other best team in baseball in the first round. Yeah. But they had chances to win the series. So that's why I'm for Rhea. I watched the NLCS, and the Dodgers are going to win this thing in four or five. Yeah. That should be the Phillies.
It should be,
100%. If they just played better, if they and it wasn't like they got blown out. If they got blown out, actually, I think that I'd be like, oh, boy.
No, the Phillies had the only game that was kind of a bit of a blowout.
Yes, they had every opportunity to beat the Dodgers, and then they'd be the favorite to win the World Series. We're planning a parade, and I got Kyle apologizing for it.
All right, I want to be very clear. I'm not letting the Phillies as a team off the hook. Like, the mistakes that Rob Thompson made, the choke by Kerkering.
Yeah.
Trey Turner's got to make a better throw. Like, all the little things, the fundamentals and stuff. Like, that pissed me off to no end. I'm trying to separate how this one ended from the last two seasons. The last two seasons, the top three guys, everyone had every right to be frustrated. They could not hit mediocre pitching. There was opportunities there that they did not capitalize on. Like, in this instance, I think we just got beat. By a really good team.
But you're talking about the elite pitching, Snell, Yamamoto. Didn't they have the bases loaded in the ninth against their bullpen, which is terrible?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, why am I supposed to expect that these top three, four hitters are going to hit next year? Yeah. It's going to be the whole year long.
That's what I'm saying, because for me, Rhea, it's been three seasons that I've seen.
It's not a small sample size.
No, it's not, and it's been the same thing. We're talking about... The one that really got me, when we were mad at Johan Rojas because the bat was still on his shoulder in the Arizona series.
Yeah.
You have all these guys making all this money and give you all the great things during the regular season.
You didn't lose that series because the nine hole hit.
Yeah.
You lost it because everybody else.
Yeah.
Kyle mentioned fundamentals. Did you hear the Jim Salisbury cut from his, and Kyle, maybe you can find it.
I didn't hear it yet.
Because I thought it was remarkable. I heard it yesterday, and it's in our system.
Oh, wow, the Strom thing.
It was something about, it says fundamentals.
I think I found it, yeah.
Because here's my point, and you'll play it, but I want to preface it.
You preface it, then I'll play it.
Yeah, is that Jim Salisbury's not a hot take guy.
No, he's a reporter.
Yeah. So listen to what he said.
Unfortunately, the final play was indicative of the way the team played in the series. The fundamentals were poor throughout the series. From the little things fundamentally, the Trey Turner play with the throw to JT, that was a tough play. I have to acknowledge, very, very tough play to make. But if either that's a force play or the throw is on the other side of the bag, they get that run. The base running play on the bunt was poorly executed. And then they don't make a simple play on a ground ball. No matter how much we feel for the guy, the fundamentals were a problem.
So to me, that's coaching.
Absolutely. Managing.
And I've complained about it all year. The base running on this team is atrocious.
They run it like they're drunk.
Yeah.
They run the bases like they're drunk.
Every time you say that, I just think about that Bryce Harper running around the bases and Joe was calling him drunk.
I mean, he made it in game. Yeah, what was it? Game three.
Yeah. It was like he got they threw the pitch in the dugout. Yeah,
he got the score. But
but none of that has changed.
No, it never does.
I'm exposed. What you're going to bring in? I hope they bring in somebody. But that's my whole point. Is I'm more upset that Thompson's back because something had to change at the top.
And that to me signified they're not going to change much. Like if they're keeping him, they're running the whole thing back. And Rhea, to your point on that, the Dodgers, yes, they have a lot of great players, but they're also fundamental. Like Jim was talking about the play that Trey didn't make, right? The throw was to the wrong side.
Yeah.
Mookie makes that play.
Oh, well, yeah. Mookie's a special play.
And he just learned to play shortstop.
Play him anywhere.
He'll be great at it.
If you need me to pitch, I'll come in and pitch.
Second base, right field, whatever. But that's the difference, right? They make the plays in the big moments. They didn't throw the ball past the catcher the way Kerkering did. And that's why I'm frustrated, because it's not like they're that far away. And when he speaks at 11, Dombrowski, I feel like I know what he's going to say. We're this close. 96 wins. The playoffs are a crapshoot. And I'm like, all right, but they either need to add more good players or they need to shake the whole thing up. Do you expect them to?
I think more along the lines, and we had Ben Davis on yesterday, and we would ask, like, the minute the series ended and they were done again, I was like, I don't know if Kyle Schwarber's back. I mean, I thought that was a fate. I'm like, oh, they're definitely bringing him back. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, that would be a big change.
That would be a huge change, because then it opens up to, who was the guy you mentioned earlier? Bregman. You know?
And Kyle Tucker,
It opens it up to younger guys.
And you have a lot of potential money and at-bats. Look, I want Schwarber back, but if they did go in a different direction, they could reimagine the defense on the team too, right? Because they're not stuck with a DH. Because if he's here,
he's a DH.
You can't do anything else.
You got to move. And if, you know, what, say, Alonso's, Brace has got to go back out to the outfield.
You know, and that was alluded to last year, Hugh, the idea that Bryce Harper could go back to the look. If I want Schwarber back,
was talked about earlier, right? Because yeah, they were talking about moving. Who were they talking about moving to first base? Would potentially trade for somebody to first base?
Yeah, there were a couple names, but Alonso's now the free agent.
Alonso would be the guy.
Yeah, and I would be. I want Schwarber back, but if he leaves, they could, as long as they reinvest the money and reinvest the power, they could still be a good team. It's hard for me to imagine them changing things. They never change anything. It's been the same thing.
But I have to imagine that Middleton's frustrated.
Sure.
So, you know, when he gets frustrated, you know, hopefully things will happen. I want Ranger back.
So you,
yeah, you got, he gonna because want some, he wants
I do,
money.
I do
don't
too.
Know about, I don't know about Wheeler and I don't know about Painter.
Well, they better not sell us on the Painter thing all off season, as if it's a lock, because it's
past
it's not.
July-ish.
it's October-ish.
Yes.
Also, I'm not sure he's as great as they think he is.
That's, I mean, because of the surgery.
Yeah. Now he's going to be a major leaguer, obviously, but when they
control wasn't there last year, right?
Yes. Yeah. When they talked about him, it was the next Justin Verlander. I don't know. Can we get him to the major leagues? It's pretty amazing. It's all these years he can't get here. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, pal?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. I love Rhea being on here, man, because she turned Kyle into, you know, all Kyle was the yippee-ki-yay kid. Everything she said, yep.
But Jay,
I'm thoroughly afraid of Rhea.
Rhea does everybody like that. I've had my moments as well.
Yeah, she got Hugh plenty of times.
Oh, no.
Can I get him right now? Because I've been waiting.
Go, get him.
Is he on YouTube right now?
Yeah. I know exactly. Yes.
What'd I do? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I shouldn't say anything then, Kyle?
Well, what'd I do?
It is kind of funny.
We'll
see if
you got crumbs all in your beard.
Come on, you're
about to kill you.
What do you tell us every day? Every day he tells us he's more of a professional.
He's
than
an
he
adult.
Was
he's a professional. Neither. You can't get the food out of your beard, buddy.
This guy's a mess.
I had one of them little egg white thingies.
Yeah,
that
makes it worse.
We could tell.
Oh, they're probably killing me on the YouTube.
As they should. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh well.
So yesterday, one of the craziest comments I heard was, well, the pitching was really great from the Dodgers. So it's 162 games in a year. You mean to tell me that they can't raise their level for a playoff run? Keep in mind, Bryce, multiple MVPs. Trey Turner, top three in MVP a couple of times. Kyle Schwarber is going to be top three in MVP. Their resume is great, okay? So don't give me that. In the playoffs, everybody raises their level. So if that's the excuse you want to use, like, that's a loser mentality. And Philly fans are just way too soft on the Phillies. It's crazy to me, man. But guess what? In every sport in the playoffs, you have to raise your level. But the guys that are raising their level are MVP guys. So if they're
What about the back-to-back NL MVP that didn't raise his level in that series?
He's not here. Who cares?
Hold on.
It's not about them when we're talking about the Phillies.
It is. That's the team that we just lost to. So if you're going to hold our players to that standard, why would you not hold them to that standard, Jay?
Because nobody cares about him.
Because they should.
Exactly.
He's the best player in the league.
You're making my point even more.
No, I'm not.
Because guess what? We had home field for one thing, okay? Their best player didn't hit, okay?
Yes.
That's another thing. So guess what? If two of those guys hit, if one of those guys hit, we win the series. Do you believe that?
Yes. Okay.
So they put it in our hands, and those guys have not performed in the playoffs, and they didn't again. Okay? But don't blame it on the pitching of the Dodgers, because guess what? Every year they look like that. So don't tell me it's just because it was a great Dodgers
I don't think that's true. I don't think they were letting Dodgers pitching off the hook like they were the Mets, like they were the Diamondbacks. Like they were the Dodgers pitching was really good.
They don't work pitchers. They never have.
They chased Yamamoto out of the game in four innings,
and he just went complete game against
the Brewers.
One out of four.
Otani, they did the same thing game one.
As much.
Otani settled down, right? They chased him from the game.
But they got three runs off of him.
Then he settled in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, but it was 3-0 before he left the game.
I mean, I do think, and Jay, good phone call. I do think, now that you kind of trace it back, Rhea, the 4 years they've been in the playoffs, when they've hit some bum pitching. The Braves had some bum pitching out there in those series. The Diamondbacks
Padres
didn't have great starting pitching. The better that... There is something to their stars can be pitched to. I just, like, they can be pitched to.
Well, it's clear. I mean, we've just witnessed it time and time and time again.
And that's why I think they either need to shake it up or add more. Like,
it's why you have to, we all know you're facing better pitching in the playoffs.
Yes.
It's why you have to win on the margins.
Yes.
It's why all those little tiny things matter. So,
exactly.
You know, my thing, yeah, the hitters didn't hit. I'm used to that in the playoffs. To me, you've got to have a better manager to manage those. And I don't think Dave Roberts is a great manager.
He's not, but he was better at Topper in this series. Yeah. He was. I mean, well,
the wheel play that they never practiced. I don't believe that, by the way.
I think that was more on Castellanos, though. It was terrible.
Yeah, but the manager let Castellanos get himself
but
in that situation.
Castellanos has to know if Mookie
Castellanos
Betts
doesn't know anything, Hugh.
You know what I do know?
What do you know?
That this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mat technology to find your perfect mattress.
That's a pro. With food in his beard.
I am a professional. Yeah. I got the food off.
Don't you just think the Topper stuff, the little fundamental things, like they mattered more in this series.
Yeah.
They were amplified.
I agree with that.
Yeah, than they had in the past season. The past seasons, I'm sitting there going, top three guys choked. They let Senga off the hook, who tried to walk them 10 times.
Yep.
And they didn't.
He did.
He really did. Like, that. I didn't see that in
Quintana.
The series.
Yeah, I mean, last year they were chumps. This year they didn't play well enough. That's the bottom line. Ken and Sid Minson's up. Hey, Ken.
Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
I just figured out what Sid Minson was. I was in
Cinna Minson's right over the bridge. Yeah.
I thought Cinna Minson was in Pennsylvania.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I did. Ken, I'm sorry. Because I went when I was in Cinna Minson, nice place. And I was like, wow, this is the area where Ken stays. I always thought it was in Pennsylvania.
Well, you advertised for the Jug Handle Inn.
They're in Cinna Minson. I've been
to the Jug. Yeah,
they're your friends.
Great wings there, by the way.
Yes, they are. I
love the Jug. Yeah. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, Whistler's wings are better, but that's also in Cinna Minson. But that's a different story. So, Hugh, when I think professional broadcaster, the first thing that comes to my mind is Hugh Douglas. So
we all feel the same way.
You're crushing.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, I speak truth. I speak nothing but truth. And Kyle obviously did not take anything seriously about the payment of the bet that he had to make to me earlier this year. He said something yesterday. I didn't have a chance to call, but it all still dovetails into the conversation we're having today. He said yesterday that if a pitcher executes his pitch, you're never going to get a hit. That's nonsense. I mean, that's basically saying that every hit in every major league game
is by accident.
That ever played is because the pitcher made a mistake.
I think for the most part, that is true.
Pete Rose has 4,100 and some mistakes.
He's not going up against 4,100 great pitchers.
You're just wrong.
I'm not. Well, hang on, Ken. Let me do you a favor here. Can I read you a quote from the president of baseball operations for the Dodgers, Andrew Friedman? I think the biggest thing is the stuff the Phillies threw at us obviously was really good, but even beyond that, I thought the execution was as good as it can possibly be. So I think the combination of those things lining up, look, if a pitcher who has really good stuff executes at an A-plus level, hitters aren't going to hit. Hitting is way too difficult. It's about hitting mistakes more often than not, and they executed it on him, Ohtani, at an elite rate. So could some swing decisions help potentially get a mistake? For sure. But I think it was the most impressive execution against a hitter I've ever seen.
I'm really hoping Chuck from Cherry Hill calls today.
Yeah, just ignore that. That's fine.
He has he's jammed this data down my throat. And the better offensive team beats the better pitching team in the postseason, round in and round out. The data is compelling, and
it's not true.
But here's the thing. I, for the first time since the building opened, I will not be renewing my season tickets next year because I know what I'm going to hear from Dave Dombrowski here in a little while when he does his press conference. If Rob Thompson's back, I presume that means that Kevin Long is back too. I don't know how you justify Kevin Long still being the hitting coach on this team. And if they sign Kyle Schwarber for, you know, $35 million a year for 4 years or 5 years or whatever they wind up signing him for, that tells me that John Middleton, while he might want his effing trophy back, what he really wants is 3 million butts in the seats next year, and 56 Schwarbombs a year puts 3 million butts in the seats. So, and I've told you guys for a long time now that the biggest problem with this team and the construction of this roster is that they just can't hit spin. So the notion that you're going to bring this back and just make tweaks around the edges and expect a different result, you know, Kyle's ready to let them off the hook. They won one playoff game. So this notion that they're close The best analogy that I can think of is the Sixers, when they lost Game 7 in Toronto, and then Toronto went on to win another series and then the championship after that. The Sixers as an organization convinced themselves that they were really that close.
Yeah, they did.
When they hadn't gone any further in that postseason, they played one more playoff game in the second round.
Ken, when you really think about it, that team, that year you're talking about, it went as far as the Iguodala teams went, which is the second round game 7, which happened in 11 against the Celtics.
That's why we had to do the process.
Exactly,
so
right?
You could get past that.
But they never did, which is the most ironic thing in this whole thing.
The postseason results for this group of guys for the last 2 years, they are not nearly as close as anybody wants to think they are. And Ben Davis said it yesterday morning, and he said it with such passion. And the way he said it was, he's like, it's just not working. And it is not working. So to bring this core back, and to me, Rob Thompson shouldn't have been back last year. So Rob Thompson being back this year, he's a great guy, all that stipulated. But Rob Thompson being back this year, just, I'm out. Like, this is doubling down on a mistake. And doubling down on the commitment to, we want to try and win, but we know if we win 95, 96 games and we're in the postseason and, you know, we give people something to watch when they come to the stadium 81 times a year, that we're going to have 3 million butts in the seats next year. And ultimately it's a business. So I don't fault John Middleton for, you know, wanting to make as much money as he can from his business, which is, you know, getting 3 million plus in the seats every year. But it's telling me that the trophy is second to let's put a product on the field that's going to get 3 million butts in those seats. And for the first time since that building opened in 2004, my butt's not going to be one of them next year.
Ken, listen, I get it. And I'm sure they'll hear that and they'll feel it if more people feel the way you do. Ken, we appreciate the phone call. Rhea, the other thing that they have to be careful about is, they can't just keep assuming these old guys will keep playing well. This happened 15 years ago, right? Yeah. Like, they won it in 8, then 9.
It's Bryce Harper's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
33?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if they run it back, they could assume 95 wins and then take their shot in the playoffs. There's also a chance that these guys start declining here fast. That's why I want changes. Like, get younger, bring in a different young star. Like, they need a jump star because I feel like they've gotten stale.
Because you have to, because you look at how old is Sanchez? 22, 23? I mean, he's pretty young, right? Maybe 24.
Christopher Sanchez? Yeah. I think he's 26.
Oh, he is 26? Yeah, okay.
Because he took him a few years to get here.
That's right.
But he's awesome.
I mean, he's worry that if you have him and then you've got Lizardo and then this older staff, it's not going to marry up at some point.
Yeah. Well, and then. Can we expect Wheeler to be Wheeler? I don't know.
Wheeler said he was, you know, he was retiring, in 27?
Yeah, so there could be a strike after next season or a lockout. So
you're just full of good news
today. Well, I'm giving facts to the people. All right, Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
You, Joe, Kyle, Rhea, what's up?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Oh, guys, by the way, guys, I'm shooting my shot too, man, trying to be leadoff, man. I'm bringing in some powerful calls.
Yeah, we got people out for the leadoff spot. Chris in Middletown has kind of lost his...
Well, you got to shake it up. You just can't keep doing the same thing every day and expecting a different result.
Chris has gone AWOL, by the way.
I don't know. Go ahead, guys.
Oh, let me cook for a minute. 1-9 in the playoffs, guys. 1-9, I think, in their last 10 games. That's telling to me. Guys, I asked Kyle when he answered the phone. We have to check and see if Kyle was cloned yesterday. If it's the real Kyle. The real Kyle Quinn, please come to work.
It could be AI, this Kyle. This could
Kyle.
Be, yeah.
This
yeah.
not Kyle. This don't sound like Kyle to me, man. Mm-mm. Letting our big three off the hook, our $300 million payroll off the hook. I keep hearing the Dodgers this, the Dodgers that.
I think he's a Dodgers fan. He's reading from the Dodgers, president.
You know, we had an Andrew Friedman quote there. It actually is something I would expect from Hugh, Terrence. Yeah. This is soft.
Hugh's been wearing a lot of blue this past year.
This is something Dodger Douglas would do, not Kyle.
I catch a stray.
The Dodgers can be beat, though, guys. Like, it's time to split this team up. It don't matter if it's this year, next year, 2030. I still don't believe these guys are going to be able to hit. You got Bryce Harper, this big playoff player, and the veteran at the bank. Guys, that stuff is so old now.
It is.
In the last 3 years, he did nada. In the last few postseasons, Schwarber, he's like Barry Bonds during all regular season. Then he's like Rojas in the playoffs.
It's not that bad.
That's not
good. So, hold on. It's not even true, though, with Harper.
Terrence,
like, he has had a moment since Bedlam at the bank.
Well, 23, he had the Braves.
The Arcia, two-home run game in a 1-1 series, the stare down. Yeah. Like,
It hasn't been good enough.
When was that?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only
after
played
after Bedlam at the Bank was my point.
Say it louder for those of us in the back.
Yeah, since Bedlam at the Bank.
You know, because math is not. I'm 2 years ago?
Yeah. Mm. And since Bedlam at the Bank.
Gotcha.
By the way. Yeah.
I hear you. Listen, Bryce has had some moments, not enough lately. Yeah. Schwarber had game three. Can Trey Turner ever have a playoff game we talk about?
Okay. Here's what I like, though, is that I'm hearing the longer this goes on, the more angry people are.
Yes.
Because they're realizing you're going to do, if they try it, you're going to try and do this and get me to sit through a whole night. We had trouble with people
I know
all season long going, I'll check back with you in September.
It's going to be worse.
It'll be 1,000 times and worse if they try to run it back.
I agree. Rhea, we appreciate hopping on. All right, John Middleton, he kept these guys. He kept Topper and Dombrowski. Topper and Dombrowski, Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson's press conference. That's next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.